I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 654. Look both ways before you cross. Do you remember hearing those words as a child? When you're learning to cross the street and enter into the other side, you take a moment and look both ways first. You know, that's not bad advice on this final day of 2021. Before we cross over to 2022, let's take a few minutes to look both ways before we cross. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others like ourselves. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? And in 2021, there were days where he did that well. He lived his life through us. And there are other days where we didn't walk as close to him as we could have. And we have lessons to learn from that. You know, to stay with our street crossing illustration, what could happen if we only look one direction before we cross the street? The answer is obvious. We could get hurt or hit by only looking one way. Some of us seem to be stuck looking only one way. Some really only look at the past, and we live there, we stay there, we're stuck there. The past is where it's at for us. All the glories and all the troubles are on our minds all the time. They're in our hearts, and they paralyze us from moving forward. There are others of us who are future people. The past is the past, and we quickly move on past it, and we try to get the benefit of the future before reflecting on the lessons already learned or not learned from what we've just lived through. I think it's much wiser to look both ways before we cross. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of God's Word one more time in this year, ask a great question, and pray with you and give you a challenge before we enter into 2022. If you read Hebrews 12, you'll notice it urges us forward in verse 1. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. So that's really future-oriented. But we must keep the text in context, lest we have a pretext for a proof text. The encouragement to run into the future in chapter 12 comes only after the history lesson in chapter 11, what's been called Faith's Hall of Fame. Thea Lunk in todaydevotional.com wrote, Hebrews 11 provides an interesting list of faith heavyweights in biblical history. These are people who were able to see living possibilities where others only saw dead ends, who saw victory where others saw defeat, who saw what God could do when others saw the impossible. They not only saw with their eyes of faith, but they also acted on that faith. Each person mentioned here understood faith as a verb, as a spiritual muscle that allowed them to act. Faith helped them persevere even in the midst of difficult circumstances, like Joseph in Egypt. They were able to step out into the unknown with courage and to take risks, like Rahab and Gideon. Well, I think she's right. The courage for us to move forward is the encouragement of those who, in the past, have fought the fight, kept their faith, and run their race. I don't know what 2022 will hold, and guess what? Neither do you. But we all know people who ran 2021 well, not perfect, but well. Think of the encouragement it would give you to cross over to the new year while remembering the victories in your own life and in the lives of others in this past year. And look ahead, because God is not dead. He's with us. The adventure continues, and the destination is sure. So take heart. Here's the great question. Look back on this past year. Can you name one person who strengthened your faith by the way he or she lived their life of faith in this past year? Think about them, thank God for them, and then live like them in the new year. Let's pray this prayer adapted from Debbie McDaniel. Dear God, thank you for helping us make it through this difficult year. Thank you that you've carried us through the uncertainty of deep waters, through the flames of trials, through the pain of hard losses. We are constantly aware of how much we need you, your grace, your strength, your power working through even the toughest days. Thank you for your reminder that in both seasons of celebration and seasons of brokenness, you're still with us. We choose to press in close to you today and to keep our hearts and lives focused on you. Bring us to the edge of this year and help us cross over. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 655. And in the meantime, crossing a street or crossing into a new year can be dangerous if we don't stop, reflect, think, and consider before we step out. May you take some time, maybe to list what you're most thankful for in 2021. What lessons did you learn that you want to take with you into the new year? Who's a source of support that you want to stay connected with as you journey across the street tonight to 2022? This new year is upon us, podcast family, and I look forward to 365 more episodes of T2G to share with you. And I hope you'll join me on that journey. But for today, make sure you look both ways before you cross.